Blog post number 2. Vligaya, the way of joy. Is yoga enough or do we need an additional workout? I love doing yoga since around 10 years now, but at the same time I always loved and still love to work out, to go to the gym, for a run or do any other exercises. It's not the first time that I have to face the question if yoga is enough. I already had plenty of conversations with people of different movement backgrounds. So here I want to discuss this topic again. What do we need for a healthy body and mind? Before answering the question if yoga is enough, let's have a look first on what the body and the mind needs to be healthy and balanced. There are 7 primary movements or fundamental human movements, which are natural movements of the body, on which we should pay attention to stay fit. First one is the pulling motion, to pull an object towards the body or the body towards the hands. For example, you hang on a tree and you pull yourself up. We have the pushing motion, to push an object away from your body or the body away from our hands. For example, you fall down and you need to push yourself up again. Then we have the squatting motion, to bring the hips closer to the heels and away again. For example, you jump up or down an object. The lunging motion is when you step one leg far to the front and bring it back in again. For example, you catch something and need to make a big step to the front, to the back or to the side. The bending motion or hip hinging, to bend down forward and coming back to standing. For example, you pick something up. Rotating and twisting motion is to rotate or twist the body. For example, you throw something. Also, running and walking requires a twist in the torso. The gating motion or locomotion of the body is to run or to walk, to crawl or to spring. Whenever you have to move long distances, whenever you need endurance. Now we know what's important to balance out the body in a physical way. Just to mention, besides of the usage of the primary movement, it becomes more and more important in our society to also train the mind to learn to calm down the mind, to reduce stress and anxiety. Where do we find the primary fundamental movements in yoga? Most of the fundamental movements are easy to find in a yoga practice. We have chaturangas when we push ourselves away from the ground. Pushing motion. Then we have the squatting motion in a utkatasana in the chair pose, as well in malasana in a deep squat and other poses. There are a lot of lunging motions in a yoga class in different varieties. Virabhadrasana, warrior poses, crescent lunge, and depending on the class and the teacher, that vary between dynamic repetitions or static holding. Of course, we always find twisting movements in different poses, and in each sun salutation we do have the hip hinging bending motion. When you get up from Uttanasana, a full forward fold into a half forward fold, and all the way up. But there are 2 movements missing. The pulling motion and the gating motion. In a pulling motion, we need the muscles on our back, like the latissimus, trapezius, the rhomboids, as well as the posterior deltoids and the biceps to pull oneself up. And even though we control the muscles in Shalabhasana, in a Superman pose on the ground, there is still no pulling motion in yoga. Expect you practice aerial yoga. What we miss as well is the gaining motion. Walking or running long distances to train your endurance, your cardio, is an essential tool to keep the cardiovascular system healthy. So let's come to the conclusion. Let's put it all together and get back to the main question, is yoga enough or do we need an additional workout? Even though yoga offers a huge range of benefits for the body as the mind, there are some things missing. Best way to go is to find a balance between yoga and fitness, to keep the body and mind healthy all around. Here's my personal experience. Both sides benefit from each other. My yoga practice gives me mobility and flexibility, which is beneficial for me in a lot of other sports and exercises. And of course, it plays a huge role in my recovery with the meditation and the stretching. My fitness practice is providing the strength and the endurance, which again is beneficial in my yoga practice. Since I took care to give both of them the same importance, I was able to improve so much in both of them. It's the balance between yoga and fitness that keeps us in balance.